My personal email address and all of my social media accounts use the name Tired Kate. While I was in seminary, I was struggling to choose a username when I decided to sign up for Gmail, and my brother suggested a perpetual state of exhaustion that he knew to be true of me, and so he said, Tired Kate, and I went with it. It is a statement about my personality that began when I was in high school, when I was overcommitted and had about 1,000 pokers in the fire. And while I may have gotten more sleep once I got to college, that was only because I could schedule classes for after 10 a.m. My constant busyness and my inability to go to bed before midnight still made the title true once I got to seminary. And even if I thought that it was just like a school thing, like there's just this way of being in school that makes me perpetually tired, that's not true. The Tired Kate trend has continued all these years later. I often choose to go to bed later than I should. I get up early to go work out before I go to work. I often find myself working a full day in the office or in meetings only to come back for an evening event or then to go off and meet with visitors. There are days and sometimes weeks where I subsist almost entirely on caffeine, drinking cups of coffee and 4-shot lattes from Northside in order to get through the afternoon. Work hard, play hard was the motto that was instilled in me from an early age. But working hard and playing hard together create Tired Kate. And this morning, as I listened to Deuteronomy, I realized that if, as long as I remain Tired Kate, as long as I keep the schedule that I have been keeping, I am breaking one of the Ten Commandments. It is one that we easily brush aside as not needing to be fulfilled or believe that it is something that can be only for the Jewish people to be attuned to. But I think it's an important reminder of our humanity and something that we should not take lightly. This command is more than just a side note stuffed between the commandment that dictates how it is that we relate to God and then all the others that dictate how we relate to each other. And so the commandment says, observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. As the Lord your God commanded you, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You or your son or your daughter or your male or female slave or your ox or your donkey or any of your livestock or the resident alien in your towns, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. That last verse reminds us that the commandments were given to the people after they exited slavery in Egypt as a means by which God taught them how to be a people. Where they were once valued only by what they produced, suffering under masters who dictated how long and how hard they had to work, they were now free to live in a new and a different way. Locked into the system of slavery, they worked all week long, but now God says, don't do that. Work for 6 days, then take a day off. A day to remember that you are not what you produce. A day of rest in order to have the energy to produce those next 6 days that follow. A day to remember that you don't have to do it all. That you are human beings that have hearts and minds and souls that are in need of tending. Not machines who are always capable of running. Although, if we're honest, some machines occasionally need to be rebooted and need a rest. So not even machines can run all the time. But not only that, God says, but give everyone in your house a day off. You, your son, your daughter, your slaves, everyone who works for you. Everyone shall rest together so that you may see and remember that you are human beings alongside each other. All of you children of God. As one commentator stated, the other commandments take the people out of slavery. The Sabbath command takes the slavery out of the people. And while we would be tempted to cry out, as some did to Jesus years ago, and say, but we've never been slaves to anyone, I think we'd be wrong. I don't know about you, but I find myself sometimes enslaved to this little device that lives in my pocket. On it, I have access to the whole world pretty much all the time. It's great. And then it also means that I have the ability to quickly flip through my work email on a day off or when I've already gone home for the evening to look at things and be tempted to respond to them. I also have access to people messaging me on Facebook or Twitter, asking about things going on here. I scroll through my Facebook feed on a day off and look at posts from my colleagues, not really ever escaping the work that I do. And if it's my day off, I might be tempted to respond. And I know I'm not alone. Some of you, I know, carry two of those. You have one that's your own, and then you have one for work, because that's how your office gets a hold of you. We're always on, always available, always tempted to believe that we're valued solely because of the work that we do. Which I know for many of you, you do good, important, like actually world-changing work. And I think God would agree with you that your work is important. But it is not all that we do. And it's not the thing that gives us worth. Instead, God says we have worth simply because we are human beings. Because we are children of God. Loved and cared for by the one who created all of this. So take a break. Not just a vacation once or twice a year, but weekly. Take time off every 7 days. And if you can't afford a full day, because I know sometimes that's just not possible, then find a way to create space in your life in which you stop working. Space to stop doing and start being. Space to recognize that you are not God and that none of us are. And don't do it after everything is in order, like after the dishwasher has already been loaded and is running, or when the counters are cleaned off and the work is done for the day, when all the bills are paid. If you're like me, then you'd probably never take it. But instead, rest for the work that you're about to do, knowing that that rest will make you more productive when you start your work again. We don't take a Sabbath to rest from the work that we've already done. Instead, we rest for the work that we're about to do. Because we always start from a place of recognizing who we are and whose we are. That we always belong to God. That it is God who created us, who created all of this, and it is God who will care for this and for us. And while our work is important, so is our rest. In fact, our very lives may depend upon it. Which is why God commanded it of us.